welcome to The V Word, recorded here in the studios of WRIR 97.3 LPFM. I'm your host, Carol Olson. Today we are talking with Delta Bowers and Quandra Baker of a National Coalition of 100 Black Women. Welcome to The V Word. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And you know, Delta, I first met you hanging out with one of my favorite people, Carol Adams.
Yes.
Who does great work to support those in domestic violence. And I've worked with her in another arena, in a mental health arena, and also collaborate with her for the anti-violence world. And tell us a little bit how the National Coalition of 100 Black Women supports survivors of domestic violence, and how do you work with them in the community?
What we do is we had a film screening at the Richmond Library called Jen's Voice. And what we do is we share what is going on with the female population as it relates to domestic violence. And we like to share this information with women so that they understand that it's not just a physical, it can be mental. And a lot of people are not educated and they don't know that they're really suffering from domestic violence. So what we do is we go out into the community and we share this information with the Richmond community so that they understand, so that they become familiar with the signs of what is domestic violence. And sometimes it can be lethal when it comes to domestic violence. And so if you can understand and see the signs and know what they are and know what to look for, you're more educated when it comes. Because I find that a lot of our Black females are just unaware. There's a sense of belonging to our male counterpart or female counterpart for that aspect. And there are signs there that are often overlooked that are signs of domestic violence. It could be somebody's communicating them. It could be mentally. It can be physically. But what we want to do is to be able to educate women as a whole so that they can recognize the signs of domestic violence and that they're able to understand what the next steps are when it comes to what they need to do. So often our population of females are hidden behind the domestic violence. They walk out every day and we think they're going along their busy days and they're suffering when they go home. And so our charge is to be able to educate the community, the female community that is, so that they are aware of what's happening and they can recognize that this is just not right. Something's wrong. And it may be a symptom of domestic violence. So as a coalition, we're getting that out. And we want more people to come out. And, you know, that film, Jen's Voice, is an excellent film where it kind of just shows you how you can be affected and not even know it. And so we want people to be involved and understand what domestic violence is and have resources for them so that they can get some help.
There's a couple of local services, the Carol Adams Foundation, as you mentioned, in the YWCA of Richmond. Do you collaborate with them?
Yes. Carol Adams Foundation is one of our partners. We have had Safe Harbor come out and talk to the organization as well. And we also partner with the Daily Planet in terms of services that they offer. So we are actively engaged and partner with organizations that support domestic violence victims and who also provide the education and awareness. And we want ladies who are in those types of relationships to understand that we are going to be here for you, the National Coalition of 100 Black Women, Richmond Metropolitan Area Chapter. There are a number of other organizations that are established as well that have called us and discussed with us what their concerns are, and individuals who have actually been in domestic violence relationship. And so we want to believe that we can mentor them. You know, from where this is my perspective, when somebody show you who they are, believe them. That's a little cliche-ish, spoken proudly by Maya Angelou, but I live by that motto. And I would hope the women who are in those relationships understand you do not have to stay in those relationships. And so in as much as we try to educate and train and make women aware of what the signs are of domestic violence, we also try to empower them. You are bigger, better, bolder than that. And so, yes, we have the partnerships. We are the mentors. We are the eyes and the ears. We provide the training and the education. And so we are here for women who are in those relationships and feel like they cannot get out of those relationships. But again, when somebody show you who they are, believe them.
Right, believe them. Thank you. Thanks so much. I hope to have you back.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The V Word, recorded here in the studios of WRIR 97.3 LPFM. Richmond's Independent Radio. For more information or to hear past episodes, please go to thevword.org. And to support independent radio, to learn, volunteer, or donate, please go to WRAR.org.